Kirtans, cooperation. So, for example, when one devotee or the person who is leading kirtan, he is asking, come on, sing, and come on, clap your hands, and come on, jump, or everything. He's not asking for, like, he's not talking from his ego. He don't want fame, he don't want anything. The only thing that he wants is, come on, at least follow the melody or something like that. So Radha Maharaj talks about that. And if we don't know what is the meaning of cooperative or cooperation, I can read like three very small quotes about this and we can understand a little bit more. So it's 52, beautiful book. Have you ever read this book, Opportunity? No? Nectar. Huh? No, it's a Drops of Nectar. It's made by Radha Maharaj. And our different quotes talks about everything. For example, let me... Sadaka, there are chapters, no? Sadaka, for example. Mood of servant, services, association, family, mercy, shelter are the topics. Then you have Sambandha, Krishna consciousness, devotional service, hearing, prayer, Krishna katha. Then you have Sadachara, another chapter, enthusiasm, repentance, or something like that, respect, Trinada Pisunichena, different topics. Sangha, another chapter, offenses, fault finding, misunderstanding. And the last is Shiksha, no? Important instruction, the degree, to degree, different beautiful topics. And in this case, let me read two quotes about cooperation. One is, cooperation means to willing to sacrifice for the sake of others. Another is, what is the use if you have so much knowledge, but if you cannot even cooperate with other devotees? Cooperation takes forgiveness, takes tolerance, takes respectfulness, but it pleases Guru and pleases Krishna, for example. Or we have this one, where there is a disunity among devotees, there cannot be proper sankirtan. And another is, there may be unlimited reasons for us to argue and not cooperate, but there is one sufficient reason for us to love and cooperate, and that is, it is pleasing to Krishna. So if and especially in the kirtans, in the harinams, when one devotee is leading the kirtan, it doesn't matter what kind of devotee he is leading a kirtan, it doesn't matter if the melody who is singing is, I don't like the melody, I don't like his voice, I don't like the way he plays instruments or different things. We need to cooperate with him. That is the idea. And if we cooperate with the devotee, the kirtan turns ecstatic. For example, in South America, we have temples in Argentina and Chile, and there are a half of this temple. It's not too big temples, are very small. Maybe for that reason, the kirtans seems like very static, no, intimate. Because the devotees are all together, no, jumping in a small room. No? But here you have a lot of space. No, it's in our Western culture, the idea to be individual or do the things. But the Vedic culture, I was surprised when I came here because the devotees cooperates a lot. But we can improve more and more and more. So for example, when we do kirtan in the final part, no, Jaya Prabhupada, every devotee is dispersed, no? One devotee there, no, in the entrance, another devotee there. But if we are together, no, for that reason, come on, Jaya Prabhupada, no, all together, more near each other, jumping, creates another atmosphere, right? Do you agree with that? So we can try. It's not difficult. But sometimes we have the tendency to forget these things. But it's important. It's a little attitude, nothing more else. So we can chant and start our Srimad Bhagavatam class. Yes? We have like an hour. So. Maybe you have to play more stronger than the usually, because it's loudly sound. I need to put this just in case. Okay, you can clap your hands also if you want. I'm going to use this part only because I don't know how to use it yet, this other. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Vijana Vallabha Giribaradhari Dayo Vijana Vallabha Giribaradhari Yashoda Nandana Jaya Vrajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Jaya Vrajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Jaya Vrajajana Ranjana Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Vrajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Another cartels? Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari
Padamanava Anaya Kundabi Kare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gauranga Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Nitai Gaura Brahmanande Srila Prabhupada Ki
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 20, The Structure of the Universe, text number 14. Probably it's not in there. Okay. 14. We are going to read the translation, only the translation of these verses, until 17, because it has a purport. O King, another son of Maharaj Priyavrata, Hiranyareta, was the king of this island. He divided it into seven parts, which he delivered to his seven sons according to the rites of inheritance. The king that retired from family life to engage in austerities. The names of those sons are Vasu, Vasudhana, Dridharuchi, Stutyabrata, Navigupta, Vivikta, and Vamadeva. Text 15. In those seven islands, there are seven boundary mountains known as Chakra, Chatushringa, Kapila, Chitrukuta, Devanika, Urdivaroma, and Dravina. There are also seven rivers known as Ramakulya, Madhukulya, Mitravinda, Srutavida, Devagarva, Gritachyuta, and Mantramala. Text 16. The inhabitants of the island of Kushadvip are celebrated as the Kushalas, Kovidas, Abhiyuktas, and Kulakas. They are like the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, respectively. By bathing in the waters of those rivers, they all become purified. They are expert in performing ritualistic ceremonies according to the orders of the Vedic scriptures. Thus they worship the Lord in his aspect as the demigod of fire. Thus they worship the Lord in his aspect as the demigod of fire. And finally, text 17. This is the mantra by which the inhabitants of Kushadvip worship the fire god. O fire god, you are a part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, and you carry to him all the offerings of sacrifices. Therefore, we request you to offer the Supreme Personality of Godhead the yajic ingredients. We are offering the demigods, for the Lord is the real enjoyer. Purport by His Divine Grace, Sivaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The demigods are servants who assist the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one worships the demigods, as servants of the Supreme, carry the sacrificial offerings to the Lord, like tax collectors collecting revenue from the citizens and bringing it to a government treasury. The demigods cannot accept the sacrificial offerings. They simply carry the offerings to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasada, since the Guru is a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he carries to the Lord whatever is offered to him. Similarly, all the demigods, as faithful servants of the Supreme Lord, hand over the Supreme Lord whatever is offered to them in sacrificial performances. There is no fault in worshipping the demigods with this understanding. But to think that the demigods are independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and equal to Him is called Ritta Jnana, a loss of intelligence. Kamai stai stair Ritta Jnana. One who thinks that the demigods themselves are the actual benefactors is mistaken.
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gurvani Pracharinyani Vishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Asitarini Om Agyanati Mirandasya Yananjana Chalakaya Chakshur Militam Jana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Pancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Well, dear devotees, welcome to this Srimad-Bhagavatam lecture. We have 30, half hour, so we have time. Today is a special day. I want to mention before the start with the verse, the appearance of Madhvacharya. Of Madhvacharya. And one of our most exalted acharyas in our disciple succession. And I can talk a few things, two or three things about him that I remember, that I hear from other devotees also. But if you want more information in detail, you can research in our beautiful library here in the Chicago Temple, or even search in internet, which is not good, because you don't have good sources there. So it's better if you go to read a book. Okay? So Madhvacharya, he was born in how is the province? The state? Well, in the south of India, I can remember now. But he took born in that place. He took born. And at the age of 5 or 8, he took initiation. And at the age of 12, he took sannyas, 12 years old. What kind of things the boys do in this age now? When they have 12, they usually play PlayStation or other things. But his boy, with 12 years, Madhvacharya, he took sannyas. And he joined in some kind of sampradaya, Advaita Vedanta Sampradaya. And he learned about the transcendental absolute truth. And in certain point, he started to realize the weakness of the Mayavadi philosophy. And he started to develop another interpretation of the absolute truth that is called, Sudadvaita Bala, exactly, that duality. If you research in the pictures of Madhvacharya, as I told you, I think, in one Bhagavad Gita class, he is in this position. You have different mudras to give classes of scriptures. You have this mudra. I don't know what is the meaning of this mudra. Do you know? There is a significance. So then you have this other mudra. This is more kind. I hear an explanation of this mudra when one devotee is explaining in this way. It's because he is diplomatic, no? He's telling something in the middle of the argues. No? And then you have this one. Madhvacharya used this one. Powerful mudra. Duality. No? And one example of this duality is the tree. I like this example very much. when a lot of parrots, they go to the tree, one tree, it seems like they disappear in the tree because they are green. But actually, if you go more near to the tree and take a look, they are there individually, no? They maintain there individually. So this is such as the example of that Madhvacharya preach. No? Madhvacharya is important for two several reasons in our Sampradaya. The first one is that he took upadesh or instruction from Vyasadeva in the Himalayas. And even, I don't know if it's true, maybe it's not bona fide, but I hear that he is residing there now, but in the Badarikashram. But the thing is that he took instruction from Vyasadeva. And another important thing in our Sampradaya is that Lord Chaitanya himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he visited him in a dream. He was sleeping and Lord Chaitanya appeared, his beautiful feature, and he told him, "Now, Madhvacharya, please spread this absolute truth, no? this knowledge about Sri Bhagavan Krishna all over the India." So when Madhvacharya wake up, he has the sufficient determination to spread the Krishna consciousness all over India. And finally, this is not small detail. Do you know why the Buddhism is well known in China or in Japan, right? It's because Madhvacharya was in India. So there is no possibility to Mayavada philosophy. When Madhvacharya was present there, he preached so strong the philosophy of the personalism that all the Buddhism, all the Buddhists, all the impersonalism, all the Mayavadis, they had to, especially the Buddhists, they had to exile, take an exile. Well, they left India. As we know, when you argue with one person, exalted person in the Vedic culture, you have two possibilities. One is surrender unto that devotee and start to work in his mission. Or, if you are proud or you have proudness, you have to leave the place. So for that reason, there is no Buddhist in that part. But now it's different because Madhvacharya is not there. So there maybe are a lot of Buddhist temples now in India. I never been there before, but there are Buddhists there. Yes. So, Madhvacharya ki jai. Well, about this verse, I want to give you the example, one example. I want to start with this because it's very obviously, it's obvious, it's evident in this verse. For example, we have a seat. Now I'm sit in another position in relation with you. Right? But all the devotees that they are giving classes of Srimad Bhagavatam, that we have like four here or three. We have all the devotees here. Sukadeva, Gokulananda, Paramakaruna, Acharyanishta, Daita Brahu. We know, and I don't know if you agree with me, but we know that this is an awkward situation to be and take seat here, because it's not easy to try to share with the devotees this transcendental knowledge, you know? we are so, well, at least I so, you know, contaminated with a lot of anarthas. So there is no guarantee of my speak or my speech. But the thing is that this is embarrassing situation. If you take birth, or if you were born in Western culture, because we are not, we don't have the experience to worship persons. For example, I can give you some names in the through the history, but if we are talking about, that is not Western, but USSR, no? You have the example of Stalin, right? Stalin. So people used to worship him, no? They made big pictures of Stalin, his photograph, no? With the mustache. No, he, yes, with the mustache and different things. If we speak about Germany, we have Hitler there then, in that place. And now in the contemporary situation, we have another kind of idolatry or something like that. But the thing is that generally, this situation brings deception, because the leader is not so qualified, or he take advantage of his position, and that is the situation. Also, people obtain this kind of deception. And for that reason, when you join to the movement, you start to see examples like this, no? The devotee making obeisances, offering obeisances, or Prabhupada in the big opulent seat, Vyasasan. No? Why? Who you think you are? That is the question. No? Who you think you are? You think so that you are so special that you have to take seat in a special place? No? The Western people think in this way. Who do you think you are? No? And especially in the 80s or in the 90s, when ISKCON, oh, I mean the disciples of Prabhupada was like acharyas, they had big vyasasans, no? That now is, nowadays it's not like this, like that time. But now people start to think, oh, who you think you are, or something like that. Offensive, no? But the thing is that this is one principle that we can extract from this verse. The demigods have a particular attitude that the spiritual master also had or has. And that attitude is that he feels an instrument of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For that reason, he don't take advantage of his position when the spiritual master or a devotee or whoever is taken seat in a different place in relation with others. It's not because he feels special or something like that. The opposite, he feels very fallen. No? In the temple room, we have on a special chair. And some devotees, they take seat there, and you have to tell them, no, don't take seat there, because this is only for Maharaj, no? Or something like that. So it makes sense, do you think? Because they don't feel that they are the enjoyers of that kind of attention or that kind of facilities. They are just simple instruments of Lord Krishna. The guru or the spiritual master has this particularity, this attitude, and the demigods, not in all the cases, there are exceptions, but Krishna, he always tried to give a situation to reform the attitude of that demigod, for example, in the case of Indra. But the demigods in general, they are servants of Lord Krishna. They feel in that way, they feel that they are just a channel. And for that reason, they offer everything to Krishna. And finally, Prabhupada concludes in this verse that There is no problem if we worship demigods with this consciousness that they are servants of Krishna, as we talked in previous classes, because they have this attitude. If we have this understanding also, we can worship not only demigods, but even exalted devotee also. Isn't it? Okay. So this is an explanation of this verse. And another thing is, if we read here, this is the mantra by which the inhabitants of Kushadvip worship the fire god. So in all the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find different prayers. But I want to know, we have time, in a few words, just two words per devotee, we can use the microphone. What is the meaning for you? What is the significance for you when we talk about prayer? We do, or at least we try to do this every day. No? So how important is the prayer for you, prayers, offer prayers for you? Do you know the meaning of prayer? Because you can express this in a few words. I really want to know what you think about this. A few words. Come on, everybody can do it. Everybody has the experience to offer prayers. Do you want to start, Prabhu? Yes. Yes. Yes, Sukadev. Or Ankit Vora, Sukadev.
Prayers can also be during chanting Hare Krishna, need not be separately done. And when we repeat the verses of Bhagavatam, the prayers offered by other great devotees, those are also prayers. We can try to personalize them. Like when we read Gajendra Moksha prayers, a lot of us, especially in Kali Yuga, come here for out of distress. So it's a very those prayers are also very relatable. Like different people come to Krishna consciousness for different reasons, so there are prayers in Bhagavatam that one can repeat.
Thanks, Prabhu. Two more devotees. Acharya Nista.
Prayer is important because it re-emphasizes the mood of dependence. The false ego is always having us consider, I'm the doer, I can take care of everything. So prayer is very important to situate us in the conception that at every moment, really, I'm dependent on your mercy.
Thanks, Ro. And Jitendra, bro.
To satisfy some hankering, fulfill some need.
Good. Okay, we have all these conceptions of what is the meaning of prayers, and it's true. And Lord Chaitanya in the Shikshastaka mentioned Ashli Shiava Padaratam Pinastumam Vadarshanam Marmatam Karotuva Yata Tatava Vidadatulam Pato Mat Prananatas Tusaevana Paraha. This is the essence of the prayers of the devotee, of the devotee. The devotee offer prayers, it doesn't matter the circumstances in which he is involved. Generally, we have the previous knowledge that we need to offer prayers when we are in the difficulties. No? When Narada Muni explained the situation of embryo, in the womb of the mother, that is a terrific situation, and he offered prayers to Lord Krishna, please save me of this situation, to fulfill a necessity, to be released of the suffering and different things. But the other aspect of offering prayers is mentioned here. The demigods that live in planets with sensory powers, longevity, physical and mental strength, intelligence, and bravery are natural and equally manifested in all the inhabitants of the five islands. So they don't have a necessity to offer prayers, but even if we are living in the good situation, we need to learn, like the demigods are doing here, offer prayers, even if it's difficult or not, even if we are suffering or not. No, in that verse of Shikshastaka, Lord Chaitanya said, "No, it doesn't matter if you broke my heart. No, you are free to do whatever you want to do. No, because you are always my worshipable Lord." So this is another principle that we can extract from here. And finally, to end this class, I want to mention my feelings about this fifth canto that is difficult to understand when you read this in order to understand something about Krishna. I found finally, I mean, I don't know if you agree, but I found finally the quality of how inconceivable is Lord Krishna and his potencies. Don't you think that? It's very inconceivable. We, with our previous conception of existence, we cannot understand these topics, as Acharyanista was explaining yesterday. And finally, it's looked like a fairy tale. If we can put a title to this Srimad Bhagavatam fifth canto, The title of this Srimad Bhagavatam fifth canto, you know what is the title of this fifth canto? No, don't remember? The creative impetus, that is the title. But we can say, I mean, this is, I hear the class of Prahladananda Maharaj, no? So we can say that this is the, I leave the movement reading the fifth canto. No, because it's difficult to understand. No, so some people can say, I leave the moment reading the fifth canto. It's a fairy tale. I don't believe in this. Other people can have a positive attitude also, and they can buy the fifth canto in order to read these beautiful tales to their children. No? Now, there is a mountain, now, like a reading story, with a big trees, 800 miles high, with mangoes, produce mangoes with the size of an elephant. And when these mangoes fall down to the floor, they create a river of mango. And when this river of mango is mixed with the ocean of milk and with the influence of the sun, the rays of the sun, this mixture produces gold. And this gold is used by the demigods in order to decorate his bodies. So it's difficult, right? So for that reason, we can understand that we are infinitesimal, insignificant in relation with the Lord. And finally, our ultimate resource that we have is not our tiny brain to understand this. Our final resource is the determination that we can put in the Harinama practice, the chanting the holy names of the Lord. Narottam Das Thakur said, Golokera Premadana, Harinama Sankirtana. Now, these holy names come from the transcendental platform. So if we want to bypass this material nature, even these planets, we are not interested in these planets. We must take shelter in these holy names. It's like there's a famous song, Stairway to Heaven. But this is our stairway to heaven, no? The holy names of the Lord. We go directly, we have the opportunity to go directly with Krishna if we follow this process of Harinam. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, that's it. Because we can finish here if you want any comment or question.
Do you know why particularly it's explained as the creative impetus, or can you offer any comment on that? Why this canto is titled The Creative Impetus?
Why has this title? If we research in the table of contents, we can see the evidence that, for example, let me read some titles. From the chapter 14, for example, we have this: the material world as a great forest of enjoyment, description of Jambudvip, the descent of the river Ganges, the prayers offered to the Lord by the resident of Jambudvip, a description of the island of Jambudvip, studying the structure of the universe. This is the so he's talking about all the creation that manifests, for example, by Lord Brahman, Lord Brahma, as we understand. No? Do you know what is the meaning of impetu? Impetu to create something. So Lord Brahma, we know, he is in Rajoguna, in the model of passion. And as we know, the model of passion give us the opportunity to have this impetu to create things. That is the situation of Brahma. Impetus, yes. That is the creation of Brahma. That is the situation of Brahma. So if we are reading a chapter, a canto, fifth canto, this canto, with all these titles, is because this fifth canto is describing all this creative impetus that we can experience here, and even some things we cannot experience, like the Jambudvip or something like that. So, but all this is in relation with the creation. For that reason, maybe that is the reason because the editor put that name to this canto and Prabhupada. But we need to ask them. So, okay. Now I don't know if it's okay. It was that the question? Another comment or question? Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaura Bhaktarinda ki.